New York, det er naturligvis alle de kendte ting. Det er også Central Park, som er den der fantastiske park, som man har liggende i den nordlige del af Manhattan. Men der er en ting, som er helt generelt, når man kommer til New York, det er maden. Man har alle nationaliteter repræsenteret og alle niveauer. Og da vi skulle finde ud af, hvor vi skulle have noget at spise, når nu vi var i Central Park, så var der et naturligt sted. Det hed Tavern on the Green. Her gik vi indenfor, og her sidder jeg i øjeblikket sammen med Jim, som åbnede det her sted for ganske, ganske få måneder siden. Jim, how do you get the idea to do a thing like that? Tavern on the Green is based on a very, very old building in New York. You have to tell the story in a very short form.
When I was young, I came here when I was 22 in school, and I came to celebrate a wonderful day I had in school. It was a beautiful place. We counted 11 languages next to our table. And I figured this was the melting pot of the whole world as far as celebration. They were celebrating their aunt's birthday, their grandmother's anniversary, whatever. And it was a beautiful place in the beautiful park of Central Park where everybody was coming from all over the world. And it just fascinated me as a restaurant person. I own a couple of restaurants, and Tavern on the Green was always the most fascinating place.
Så det var altså lidt af en drengedrøm, ejeren Jim med efternavnet Kajola realiserede, da han genåbnede den berømte restaurant. Da jeg første gang hørte om Tavern on the Green, blev det i øvrigt beskrevet som et cool sted, et fancy sted, men det er også et meget familieorienteret sted, og prisniveauet er rimeligt.
We try to be as open to everybody being able to come here as we could be. We wanted to have everybody feel included and like they could come in their jeans or in nice clothes or whatever and feel like they were welcome.
Og det, som Jim fortæller os, er jo altså, at han gerne vil have folk, de kommer, og de føler sig velkommen, uanset om man kommer i jeans med rygsækken på ryggen, eller man måske skal fejre sit bryllup her på Tavern on the Green. Det er genopbygget. Der er investeret $18 million i at gøre det her sted til et sted, som alle kan komme og besøge. Og det er forholdsvis stort også. But tell me something about the food you have here. I want to compare this with New York, because you have this combination of a lot of nations, a lot of cultures, and as far as I can see when I looking at the menu, it is exactly what we find in the menu.
We wanted to do American cuisine, but with global influence. So our chef is very interested in bringing global influence in the way she presents it, in the spices she uses, etc. But we wanted to use local, sustainable, actual ingredients. So a lot of our ingredients, our beers, our wines are from this region of the northeast of the United States. All of our meat is hormone and antibiotic free because we want it to be healthy.
You cannot go to America without eating a burger, and you still have burger, but it is one of the most fanciest burgers I've ever seen.
You mean the steak sandwich?
Something like that. Some bread and something in between.
Well, did you like the food, you guys? Did you all like it? Yeah.
We definitely like it. We have had the opportunity to eat in here, and we make the choice of different things. Some of the things were very French-inspired, I think, and some of the things was very American also, and Japanese, actually.
Yeah. Our chef has studied around the world. She was a very famous chef in New York in the mid-90s. She was one of the innovators of farm-to-table, antibiotic, hormone-free, healthy eating. At that time, it was a unique thing, and now it's much more accessible. Everybody's eating that way. You probably in Denmark eat that way naturally. You don't put as many preservatives in your food probably. In America, there was this whole preservative movement for 20 years, and we're trying to work our way out of that, you know.
But tell me, when we look into the future, you started this place just a few months ago. Do you have any thoughts about developing the place? Do you want to make it bigger? Do you want to make a tavern on the other side of the Central Park?
No, I think we're going to stick with this particular space. But I think we're going to develop different ways of appeasing the neighbors. We have a to-go window over there where you can come in off the park and order at the window and then eat on the other side. We're making that more accessible to the park, seeing what they want, what park goers want. We're to sell picnic baskets where you can come and buy a whole picnic and go out in the park with your loved ones and have a wonderful picnic. So I think we're trying to just be accessible to the park and part of the park, but I don't think we'll be moving to the other side of the
only with the picnic basket.
Only with the picnic basket, not with this big.
Ja, en herlig fyr er han, Jim Kajola, med en god portion humor og en både afslappet og professionel holdning til den unikke restaurant, som vi kun kan anbefale at besøge, hvis man er på de kanter. Som altid kan du se billeder og læse mere, og også finde links til Tavern on the Green på rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.